Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Why the World Health Organization wants a never-ending pandemic, and their meeting is coming up soon on May 27. We'll talk about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, World Health Organization, or WHO, officials are trying to con you into believing that we are still in a full-fledged pandemic or on the verge of another breakout of some pandemic, including perhaps Disease X, whatever that is. You know, such claims would be laughable if globalists like Joe Biden and others weren't using these claims to give the WHO near unilateral total power over the U.S. and other world nations with regards to health policies, vaccine mandates, and travel restrictions. And they're here, this meeting with the World Health Assembly is coming up in Geneva, May 27. Joe Biden plans his intent on unilaterally signing the United States of America on to this new pandemic treaty, which they are referring to as a pandemic agreement, and 300 plus amendments to the international health regulations, which significantly would alter and change the function of the WHO from an advisory organization to one that is legally binding, enforceable under international law on the United States of America and the 196 nations.
You know, this is very troubling, Matt, because, of course, our founders created, you know, United States to be a sovereign nation. We are not to bow to any other nation for control. And Joe Biden and his handlers are ready to hand over our sovereignty, which is, number one, very troubling. But then this WHO, I mean, we saw it kind of, you know, put its ugly head up during COVID, and you have to have vaccine passports and blah, blah, blah. Well, that was just the beginning. They got a taste of what they could do, and they want to continue that to really control not only our health decisions, but so much more.
Yeah, so much more. There's certainly people with the WHO, supportive of the WHO. One of them, Van Kerklove, says that, quote, the COVID interventions have been politicized with huge amounts of misinformation and disinformation that spread faster than the viruses, and misinformation, disinformation, and politicization kill. In other words, they want the power to dictate to us whether we have to social distance 6 feet, wear masks, whether we are essential or not. In their most recent iteration of the pandemic agreement and their IHR amendments, they actually refer to the word essential activities. We all are too familiar, unfortunately, with that essential, non-essential distinction during COVID. I remember one night, Holly, when we were in Florida. Florida was one of the best in this area, but early on, Florida made some mistakes like others did too. And I remember going home, and I got home, and there was going to be a press conference of the governor, and it was indicating which kinds of work were essential and which were non-essential. So I started getting calls or texts from the staff, are we going to work tomorrow? I remember Anita and I, we were going to the Florida website, refreshing. This was in the end of March, early April of 2020, to find out what it was that was essential, what was not essential. Can we go to work tomorrow? Can we not go to work? About 6:30, we were able to find the document, and it was very lengthy, cobbled together, wasn't clearly organized, but we found that certainly we are considered essential because we're in the area of law, and we were essential also in other areas as well. So we then sent out a notification to our staff, we are open tomorrow, everyone can come to work. But I'll never forget that, because I was like, are we, quote, essential or are we not essential? Are we going to work or do we have to work from home?
And who is essential? You know, we experienced that with churches. They were saying, well, worship is not essential. You can go to get your potted plant, but worship is not essential. So that was a whole nother area.
Yeah, you want to get your potted plant, your garden hose, you want to do some extra painting on the inside of your house now that you're locked up in your house. You can go to the big box stores, no problem.
Right.
They're jammed.
But you can't go to
just
church.
Like it's Christmas shopping day.
Yeah.
But you can't go to church. That was not essential.
That was nuts.
You know, it's amazing. When you think back about this idea of COVID and this nonsense that they forced on us, but imagine now having a global entity like the WHO that would be able to give these mandates, right. Mask mandates, social distancing, travel, what kind of vaccines you have to have. Also, tracking and tracing so that they could watch your every move. So, you know, if they said worship is not essential, and then they see all these people based upon their cell phones going to the worship service, mm-hmm. Well, they shut down the church and they shut down you. Mm-hmm. And then you are approached and knocked on your door because you were a violator, like what happened in Australia.
Right.
This would
oh,
be the norm, quote unquote, if the WHO gets its way. So,
That was just a taste, Matt. That was just a taste. I mean, don't forget, the WHO is run by a Marxist who is a puppet of Klaus Schwab and all the other globalists who are chomping at the bit to take control over Americans.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, you know, this one person here said from the International Center for Law and Economics, a pandemic treaty will double down on all the bad ideas from COVID-19. That's Roger Bait from the International.
Double down.
Yeah, double down. It'll be worse. All the bad things that you can think of that happened, all the stupid things. Florida turned the corner quickly, but so many other states, they were under lockdowns for months and months and months for a couple years. And in fact, in some government institutions right now, they still don't have people going to in-person work. And we're at 2024, four years after.
People are still wearing masks.
I know, people are still masking up.
That's quite frightening.
But this, I encourage you to go to lc.org/WHO. There we have information about the World Health Organization. You can fax. I encourage you to fax members of Congress. And you can also sign a petition and you can call. We also have the phone number there for the Capitol switchboard. Call your member of Congress, senators and legislators, and you can fax a whole group of them. It doesn't have to be your senator or legislature. There's opportunities there to communicate with others. That's critically important. Even if you've done it before, do it again. I can tell you that there is momentum building. It's basically like trying to push a train. It's very hard, a lot of effort, doesn't move. But eventually it starts to move, and I think we're starting to see it. But time is of the essence, because this is coming up May 27. Here's what's happening. In Louisiana, the Louisiana Senate passed 37-0 a bill that says no to the WHO. It goes on to the House. I think that will pass. In the House, it'll be signed. Alabama just passed a resolution, no to the WHO. Tennessee just has a resolution that was introduced, no to the WHO.
Every state should be doing that.
And we should do that in every state. So yeah. Also communicate with your state mm-hmm. representatives and leaders as well, because they can actually help build this coalition
right.
that is growing. We're part of a large coalition that's very active, meeting with members of Congress and others to raise attention, to push forward these bills. There are some bills in Congress, H.R. 1425, and S.444, Senate Bill S.444.
And don't take no for an answer, you know, whether you're contacting our legislators on the Hill or your state legislators. Don't take no, because a lot of them will just try to pass it off. Oh, it's not really a big deal. They can't really do this. Do not take no for an answer.
Do not take no. Those two bills say that any agreement with the WHO must receive 2/3 vote of the United States Senate. How can you argue with that? Any agreement with the WHO should have 2/3 vote of the United States Senate.
But they're using language to try to get out of that.
Right, right. So, you know, the agreement, you know, your legislator may say, well, at the very end of the agreement, it says that it's not going to interfere with state sovereignty. But it uses shall 164 times. And just before that, just a few paragraphs before that and throughout, it talks about what the member states, meaning the United States, those that sign on, shall do. They have to do. It's not discretionary. And it's censor misinformation and disinformation. Have these vaccine passports tracking and tracing. Also, the WHO will be able to regulate trade, exports and imports, production, and then distribute the medicines or whatever it might be based upon equity, not upon equality. In other words, forcing the United States to produce certain things, but not having the United States the recipient of the things it produces, but putting it into the hands of others that they deem to be the equitable recipients. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/WHO. That's lc.org/WHO.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.